Hello, everybody. Welcome to Chat of the Wild.
Garbled den.
We'll take it. In our last episode, we completed what is the first dungeon of this series, or of this game. And we went back to our R-Wing, we got a magic spell stone, and we got to figure out what we're supposed to be doing with this magic spell stone.
You know what, Jeremy? This is technically the first dungeon in the Star Fox series.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Star Fox 2 had some areas where you were inside of a fortress and you had to find things and destroy them and leave. So that could be kind of like a dungeon.
Hmm.
I don't know. You kind of have to do that in 64 with all range mode from time to time.
Yeah. Yeah. Either way, we did that. We got the spellstone. We went back to Thorntail Hollow. And as we were landing, there was a dinosaur that was waiting for us. He was coming up to greet us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so weird. Like, he's just, Fox, I'm a coward. Please help me. literally, he's asking us to turn on the nightlights for them.
Because I was about to jump on the warp stone and get out of here. Yeah, Tricky earlier in the last episode was like, once we get that thing, we just got to get out of here. And I was like, all right, cool.
Well, that's when we
what
have...
What am I doing now?
Right, we go to the Warp Stone when we have a Krozoa spirit. We don't have...
Okay.
We have just the stone. We don't have the spirit.
Okay,
we
get that in this episode.
Well, because still at this point, I made the joke before that when we talked to Warp Stone, he said... At some point, you're going to collect this item, and when you do, come here. And there's no, like, in-world context for that.
Yeah. That's right. We haven't gotten our second quest yet. We're still on these, like, force gems.
We're still trying to bring the planet back together. That is what we're doing.
Yeah.
We haven't even brought a chunk of the planet back together yet.
No.
Yeah.
But when we do get down there, we are told... that we need. So this is the issue I have. Again, this game gives me conflicting missions, or at least like it'll tell you multiple missions, but the reality is you have to complete one of these before you can go on to the next thing. And that thing you have to complete first is lighting the torches with the fire weeds, which are not explained either. There is suddenly a tree that's on fire here that wasn't on fire previously.
Well, we had frost weeds earlier, so now we have fire weeds.
Sure, whatever.
You still have to chase these things down. I was I couldn't figure out if I have to hit them like they're mushrooms, or wait for them to stop burning, or because I'm me, just pick them up. I don't care. I'll get on fire for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're supposed to hit them, but either way, it's annoying.
Because if you're too close when you hit it, you still catch on fire anyway.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to catch on fire for a little while. I might be able to get two for the price of 1 degree burn. So, yeah.
You catch on fire anyway could be the tagline for this episode.
yes, that is true. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
No matter how you try, you catch on fire anyway.
There are three totems or torches that we have to light here. I mean, they are like, they look like totems, but when you go up to them, you have to use fireweed, then use Tricky's fire breath
mm-hmm.
to turn them on.
Which I'd forgotten about.
I
was using my fire stick to try and light it, and it wasn't working, and I had to scroll.
Right. There's no actual elemental effect to our ranged attack.
Yeah.
Which is it is confusing because the icon definitely looks like a fireball. And
yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you think that?
Why can't I just have my gun?
Right. I immediately had Tricky blowing his fire breath at these things and nothing was happening. And then it
oh,
tunes
really?
In. Yeah. Then I checked my. I talked to Slippy or Peppy or whoever, and they were like, you got to collect fireweeds. But then I was also just like,
dude, but don't you know?
But if you are, just before we get there, my issue that I said earlier is that you had conflicting things. At the same time we were told this, we were also told that we needed to go to one of the frost places, and that's where we're going to put the warp stone in. I remembered that name at the time, where I was like, oh, that's that place over here. I'll go run back over there, and maybe something will happen. No, because I don't have the key yet. And I was like, well, where do I get the key?
You did the barrel thing again?
I did the barrel thing again.
Okay.
But in order to get the key, you light the torches, and then they're just like, you completed this side quest. Here's the key
man,
a reward.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
Now I'm not scared of the dark.
As much. So have you guys cleared the shop out?
All but
one
item.
Cleared it, but I bought every single map I think you can buy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. There's like just that route left.
Yes. It's that like you need like 200
and items.
Yeah.
Which the wallet is further and further just more of a item gate coming. It's an adventure game, I guess, but like, yeah, I've cleaned the entire shop out. And if someone hands me a bigger wallet, I'm like, thanks, dude.
Well, yeah, and we'll get to that. We get this key, and then we can go back to the barrel place that I was talking about before. We get up there, and I don't know.
Same music.
Was this the first time for you guys in this spot? So, like, I'd been here. This is, like, the third time I'd been here now.
Is it time yet?
Right. When we get there, we get a scene where there's some sharp claws and they're just like looking around and they're just like, hey, what's that in the distance? All right, throw our infinite barrels at them.
I use my Sea of Thieves telescope.
I don't know. It's fun, I guess. I didn't know. Could you guys tell, were these barrels going on the same, like, pre-scripted bounce? I assume they were. This game doesn't have
physics.
I think
they always do, but I could be wrong.
There's a few different paths, but yeah. When you leave this place, because you have to leave every area. It's funny because I stood at the entrance to the entrance to where like this whole area opens up, and just watched all of them just slam into the wall one by one by one by one until they stop. Because yeah, they all just land in the same spot.
Got it. Okay. We get up there, we use our key, and we can keep going ahead, but we eventually find one of those gates that require souls. And so if you didn't already explore a little bit, you're going to have to backtrack to find a couple sacrifices. We do come across a bigger...
Devil May Cry gate.
Yes.
The door demands blood.
Yes. We do come across a next level sharp claw. I want to say this is like level 3 or something, because like we've dealt with a regular sharp claw. Then we had one that was like holding a shield, I believe, and like a bigger weapon or something.
Yeah, with his weapon. Yeah.
This one is a bigger guy that will just like his. The thing is that with all of these guys, it's not like you're going to dodge around to the backside of them or anything like that. You just have to stop their animation, right? You just have to get in as they're about to swing, and that's really it.
And we could talk about this later in the episode when we get into the actual like fire area, but I've adopted the strategy of just taking the hit on so many of these things, because fighting the sharp claws takes forever and it's not fun. And sometimes it's like, I'm just going to take one hit because that means I can hit them in retaliation and this can be over with sooner. Because as soon as you touch them, they're dead.
Yeah, I don't have to play around with this blocking system.
Yeah. I did use Tricky in this, where you can use his fire breath and that will damage them. Mm-hmm. If you want to use up some of your mushroom slots or whatever with them, you can do that.
Yeah.
They also take environmental damage. So if there's fire nearby, you can knock them into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I noticed in playing this week that, yeah, like the enemies will damage other enemies and stuff.
Yeah, it'd be nice if like we had a bigger swing with our staff, right? Where when we're especially when we're getting swarmed around them, like I just mm-hmm. want to be like, just do this. I mean, we do eventually get a move that'll do some, you know, range damage, but like it's weak and it's just not. BC, it's just mm-hmm. like you said, the combat in this game is not good. It's not fun. It takes way too long. It's yeah, it's boring. Anyway,
it's gonna get worse.
One on one. Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as having Tricky do that, like if you set it up, set it to the like the quick button beforehand, then yes. But like in the middle of the battle, like
oh no,
you might as well just like run backwards and stop and do that, because trying to fight and like you'd think that you'd be able to use this little Lazy Susan thing. It would make sense for, oh, I can set things up while I'm doing other things, but like it never feels great. I don't know.
No, I completely agree. We get up to here, and that brings us to the Volcano Force Point Temple. This is not like, now, you know, we use the word dungeon in previous games. In Zelda games, they've called many dungeons temples. This is not one of those. We don't have a boss at the end or like a fight at the end or anything like that. But this is just sort of another long area. I mean, I don't know. Would you guys sort of consider this maybe a dungeon? We just didn't have a boss battle at the end. I mean, technically, the next dungeon we go through doesn't have a boss battle at the end either. We'll get to that.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it should have something at the end of this for the amount of time that we spend there.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of whatever.
Yeah, no. Some of these feel like we'll get into just areas where they're like figured out and there's just a bunch of different stuff to dig up or look for or whatever, and mm-hmm. I'm sort of okay when that happens, but there's never like much, and it's not very I don't know. It's a little bit tough to tell exactly what's happening sometimes or what to do next. Having Slippy around is really nice for that. But there are times when I'm like, okay, I'm having fun, like just exploring this space you've given me.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't last very long. That feeling is gone.
No, I know exactly what you mean. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. When we get back, we will see what is waiting for us in this Force Point Volcano Temple Place Land. We are back. We are in the Volcano Force Point Temple. We get into here, and one of the first things that comes up that was like immediately like annoyed me. You have these platforms that you get on them, and they do the thing like a lot of games, especially 3D platformers, do, where the platform will go away for a second, right? And it'll just like disappear and then come back, right? And so you want to be jumping on it in time with that or whatever. But this one, like the beat that it goes in and comes out is like, it's so off that I got thrown off the first time, where I was like, okay, let me go ahead and jump on here. No, it just disappeared. Okay, I fell in the lava again. Great.
I don't trust most platforms in this game now.
I don't. I absolutely do not.
Sorry, go ahead, BC.
Yeah. One other thing about this area that is super frustrating is that it's so unclear. Like, you use the spell stone to get in, but you use the spell stone on like every single door.
Oh, right.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
And so, like, literally to get in, you have to use the spell stone to bring out a bridge. Then there's a new mechanic that they introduce where you have to shoot your staff through fire to hit a switch of the same color.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to figure out this fire puzzle, and then that allows you to put the spell stone into a door. So you use it as a key to get to the to get to that bridge.
It's not even a key, like it, because we don't.
It's every other item. It's like a clearance card.
Yeah, every other item is a consumable, but for whatever reason, this stone, you have to show it to a door to prove that you have it to this door to open it like three times, and then the last time you like the last thing you'll do, you'll actually insert it into a thing. But yeah, it's strange. Especially
some
like
kind
I get
of Amex.
But no, like, you're inserting here, like, it every single time. That's why I was like, oh, I put the stone in. I'm in. And then it's like, what am I supposed to do with this door? Oh, wait, I still have the stone. So.
And you have to use it.
And if you weren't like paying attention to the if you weren't paying attention to the cutscene, like say you're seeing this and you're like, ah, I know what's happening right now. Okay, I put the stone in.
Right.
Let me look at my phone real quick.
So
okay,
many
the game's
times
going
have
again.
I have that thought.
Yeah. And then
so
I'm
many
like,
times have I had that thought, and it's foolish. Do not have that thought.
Don't look away from these cutscenes because I got messed up a couple times in this three episode chunk that we were playing through here where I was like, I don't know where I'm supposed to go because I looked away for a second. And
I'm just like meat wad floating in the ocean, like, yeah, I got it. Do
got
what
it.
Now?
Do it now. We get into here, and there's this odd mechanic that there is this like vertical tunnel of flames shooting up that we come into a room, it's blocked off. We can't go anywhere. You run around, you eventually see that the flames will go away for a second and you can jump down this like conveyor belt thing. There's an odd mechanic in this room that knows when you jump down there to open up a gate somewhere else. And if you are tinkering around in here and you're trying to just figure out where you're supposed to go, you might go back through a thing and then lock yourself back out again. And then you have to circle back around like a figure eight to get back into this room. It's really hard to describe just in audio.
I don't know. Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
So I don't know if this, I assume it has to be intentional. There's a couple points in this game thus far that are designed in such a way that you can only go to one area one way.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only come back from that area one way. And I don't know if they implemented that because people were getting lost and they wanted to make it clear, or if there's some design ethos there.
Or if it was too clear and they wanted to make it worse.
Yeah, it's like, oh, the left side of the room is for going in. The right side of the room is for going out.
It's very much like infrastructure. Like, I want to know what, like, British roadway infrastructure is like, because these feel like on-ramps and off-ramps, and, like, you're being funneled in a certain way, but you could also accidentally go the other way and be like, what am I doing here? I don't understand what I'm doing here. Like, I don't know. All of them have this, too. Like, this kind of roundabout, like, one-way roundabout to get in and out of areas.
As we were talking through this, I know exactly why they do this. It is for streaming in the levels, because we do not have load times in this game. I just realized this when get into a like outside of warp stone taking us somewhere, outside of goading on the R-wing, when we land here, we don't load any worlds. And so this has to be a programming thing that, okay, we're going to have this gate here that when they walk through that, we know that they need to load this world here. And I think it's the same thing with the one waterway where we had to get Tricky to stand on the platform. And so that had to be telling us
just like a
this
loading
is loading
area.
It in.
It's not a bad theory.
But I would actually love to talk with a programmer of this game now and to be like, that's what this was, right? Because as we're talking about this, playing games like, you know, the recent God of Wars that are all just about no load, you know, you're not going to see a loading screen into that. And I was just like, oh, but they do that in a way
it's
by making you squeeze, but they make you squeeze through these little cracks and stuff, and they slow, they intentionally slow you down. And that's what this game is doing. And it's because
there's no cuts.
Yeah. You don't cut away
take,
from
man.
That. So that has
it's
to be
the Mass Effect elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also.
Well, yeah, I think Jeremy's saying it goes a step further where, like, it's the Mass Effect elevator if you could take a step in like any of one or two directions, and it's like, oh, where's it gonna go? Where's it gonna go?
It'd be the Mass Effect elevator. Go. Yeah, except you had to constantly get off that elevator and go into a different elevator each time.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you went down this elevator. Okay, go to this elevator. Now go to this elevator. Then you can go to this area now.
Metaphors galore.
We do have a spot with this area that we drop down into where these barrels are coming down a conveyor belt. And there's a little ledge up above that has three different gates. Now, at the time, we can only open up one of the gates, but there's clearly like two other ones that require you to do different things to get the reward behind them.
Which we'll get eventually.
Yeah, we will get those eventually, but it's also strange. I guess I don't know if they're going to intend for us to come back through this area again, you know?
I think so, because I think there are two stones that should go here.
Possibly.
Oh?
I guess that would make sense. Well, okay, because we do
I just
know...
figured it was like, there's just crap hidden everywhere, and you can come back if you want to get it.
I want to get it.
Okay.
But...
I want it.
It's possible. We'll see.
You
we'll
want
see.
It? I want that kid.
But yeah, this area though, we come across some of these fire bats in here that I don't know how to hit these guys. Like, it's just, I don't want to get my staff out and shoot at them. But if they hit me, I'm just like, I'm just taking the hit and I'm running through this.
Yeah.
I died twice, but I didn't care because I also have full 10 Baphmodads. So it's like, who cares?
Yeah, I've been leaving them behind.
I have to, yeah.
I feel bad, but they look so cute.
I still don't have a Baphmodad carrying case at this point. I just haven't had to use one. But you just got to take the hit. That's the only way. Because I don't even know if you can kill the fire things. I think you can, but I don't know for sure.
You can blast them. I know you don't want to do that. So this actually like leads us into the actual temple here. We do have those color shooting things that BC had mentioned before. There's a couple little areas you can turn off too, but they have some things that we haven't unlocked yet. So again, you have to, I'm hoping that my fear is that you're going to come back through here and it's just going to be Arwing energy and that's it. And I don't know if you need all of it by the end of the game. I hope not. But I'm going to guess they gave you a buffer of a few extra orbs. And so
I
hope it's not
that. You can also buy them. I don't know if you can buy them forever. Yeah, you can buy them for, I think, like 10 or 20 scarabs. So as soon as I realized that, I was like, oh, maybe these aren't important.
I might just start doing that. I'm going to just max out some of my stuff whenever I have a max out wallet.
It might be important if you really want to do the high scores over and over again.
Yeah, I totally want to do that.
Right, then you would have to spend them every time you tried.
I don't know. I don't think it does. Well, I don't think it does.
I haven't been paying attention to the number, and I have no idea how it works.
I refuse to learn this as well. So
I remember the first time I played this when it was new, at one point not having enough to leave. But I was probably just bored because I was like, I don't know what I need to do. Because I didn't know to talk to my man Slippy.
Yeah, you do this stuff now and it's so obvious. Like having put like dozens of these kind of games under my belt, it's like this is so by the books, right?
It's still not obvious sometimes.
It's
if I have to ask Slippy a lot, and it's really nice having him there.
It's not obvious
more
in the way
than
that. Yeah, it's not obvious in the way that it's the adventure game thing, right? Where they're like, you need this one specific item. Where is that item? You haven't even met the person that has that item yet. So
you haven't gone to the future yet. So shut up. adventure games.
We continue on. We eventually find a grotto hole to fall down, and it gives us a new upgrade. And that upgrade lets us shoot frost breath out of our staff now. It lets us put out fires. That's the key thing. We're not freezing anything with it. We can just put out fires.
I am freezing.
Does this work on enemies? Did anyone try this?
Oh, yes. Oh yes, it does.
Tell us, Brian. Enlighten us.
This is going forward how I kill most enemies if I have the magic and if I don't feel like dealing with them.
Okay.
It'll drain your meter because this stuff takes up way too much magic and it doesn't have a huge range, but... Yeah, they will freeze. You hit them once and they explode. You have to shoot them, like, I think they'll flash like 3 or 4 times before they fully freeze. But I think most enemies can be beaten that way. I thought maybe it was like, oh, only some of them are weak to it. But yeah, this is basically how I've tore through this game now.
Okay, well, cool. I mean, good to know. I might use that going forward. Probably not, but I might.
It's usually what I keep on the Y button, the one quick button. Usually has Frost on there for me.
So we go forward with this. We can blow out some lights.
I will say one thing I hate about it is that when you press it to bring it up, you press the quick button to bring it up, you have to wait like half a second before it will register the A button. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's the same when you select it. You know, I want to select it and then immediately just hold down the A button.
And but kill no, the keys. To,
yeah.
kill the fire keys. Oh, God. Okay.
Having, you know, also playing the randomizer of Link's Awakening, this does remind me of the same constant juggling of items. I think this might be worse.
It is.
Having things in real time... You having to cycle through stuff left and right and then up and down to select things is not
and not pause not it.
Yeah. Like if I had the option to
back out of a menu that you can't pause. That yes. You open that menu up and then to close it you have to back
you
out
have
of
to
it.
Press
but you're
B
still
to back
playing.
Out of the menu. Yes.
Or you will like or you will use an attack that takes up a bunch of your magic and be like, "No!"
Or you'll be just trying to use your cheat token on an enemy and it's just going,
"Yeah, you want this? I can't figure out what to do with this."
Feed tricky.
I'm hungry.
Tricky, did you do this? I like Tricky.
The majority of our listeners that voted thinks Tricky is annoying. So go to anchor.fm/Shadow of the Wild and vote on this week's episode's question.
You guys.
So we get to the center of the volcano, I assume, and this is where we find sort of the force point core. When we do,
Pepe's face.
Pepe's head pops in. And he tells us about how he's been researching some things and has discovered that this was the thing that it's a source of the energy that exudes out of this planet. And this is the thing that keeps the energy together. So it's almost like this planet was built out of it was going to explode because it had too much energy. And someone developed some ancient beings developed a thing to keep the energy down, to keep it from exploding.
Right.
And general
and use
scales.
It for good?
Well, I mean, use it to stay alive, I assume.
I guess that's good. I don't know if they're using it. It's just really just a... This is just sort of a lock. It's nothing more.
To be fair, the planet exploding hasn't seemed to impact their economy at all.
Yeah. That's true. I'm thinking in the golden sun sense of... Where, like, lighting lighthouses or extinguishing lighthouses, what that does to the world, or, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was getting little vibes of that through here, even though it's similar, but not really.
We hear all of this, and it turns out that General Scales, again, as far as we know, he just wanted to be a bad guy, and he took the stones out of this thing. And now the world is falling apart. That's it.
You gotta be evil to run a planet.
Saturday morning cartoon, right? Like that's still just a thing.
Yeah.
We go through here, and this again. I got confused because I was running around here, and we can go and, again, it looks like, and this is BC, this is where you mentioned there's actually multiple slots here. There's one that we actually use, and that opens a gate somewhere. But again, and this is what I was trying to say before. I'm looking at the scene right now. We don't actually insert the stone in. The stone floats above the keyhole, and there's like electricity between the two, and then that's it. And it just is a weird design.
And I was like, is that it? Am I here? No. Is it still in my pocket?
Eventually, this area does start to turn. We get actual architecture in here. I like this. It's starting to feel like an actual temple in here, made by like ancient beings and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a lot of just running around, blowing out fires, fighting some enemies occasionally. They pop up here. There is one room that I believe was meant to be using the environmental hazards, like BC mentioned before, where there's like these holes in the wall shooting fire out and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we're surrounded by like three enemies at the same time. And so like, yeah,
it's a blast.
There's also this moment of us jumping across these platforms. And then we get a cutscene of Tricky being like, I can't get across here.
I can't.
And I was just like, peace. Finally, I'm free.
They do this constantly where the switches you have to shoot with your blaster always pop up after you've come to like the obstacle, and like the only way forward is to fail. And when you do that and like climb back up, you'll see the switch behind you.
I mean, it's decent design as well. Like that's, yeah, it's thoughtful, right? It's actually thinking about what the player is going to do, what they are going to see. You know, they're going to turn around and they're going to be like, oh, now I can see this thing I didn't see before, and it's intentional. So it's like, that's good. That's good. I think that's good design. We wrap around to another area that's like, you know, this floating platform thing in a giant hole or whatever, and there's a teleporter in there. We go in the teleporter, and this is where we can finally insert our stone.
I mean, as long as this thing opens everything for me, I don't mind keeping it.
Well, it doesn't though. Yeah, I mean, if it was a skeleton key, that I could take it to different door. Places. But yeah. But no, it doesn't even open every door of that type, right? Like you said, the key card thing. Like, yeah, this is the yellow key card. We're still going to need the green key card later.
Right. We'll have to shoot one of the demons for that.
Right. But we did that, and that is going to stabilize the planet a bit more, which is nice.
Does it?
We can't see it, but I assume story-wise, that's what it's supposed to do.
Is it like 33% more? Is this like a logarithmic thing? Do we keep like having it?
I believe there's four of these stones that we're going to find of elements. So that would make it 25% actually.
Okay.
So, but again, I don't even know. I'm just assuming things. In our next episode, we are going to get to the entrance. Get to the R-Wing screen just before going to the next temple or the next dungeon.
Yes.
There's a bunch of things that are going to happen.
There's a bunch of things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
Unfortunate things.
There's a bunch of terrible things that are going to happen.
But do all that. It's going to be great. And then meet back here and we'll talk about it on Shadow of the Wild.
Gaiden.
I'm having trouble remembering the first episode
of the series.
I did No, even though I did it on Friday night. Like the stuff that we did in this episode. Oh, even though I did it on Friday night.
I'll refresh your memory.
I've got the guide up too. Just
so. I've got a full
too, but I don't want to just sit here and read it.
I've got a long play walkthrough video playing. That's what I'm.
Oh, that's mine. Probably.
Here. Do you guys want me to send you that?
Yeah.
Sure.
One of these comments: painfully underrated game. Calm down.
Painfully.
Calm down.
I mean, I think it's definitely underrated in that this game gets so much hate, and it's not that bad, but it's not like.
There's a reason that we're not talking about this game anymore. There's a reason we didn't get a sequel, right?
Yeah.